Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chester Elton's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of The Culture Works. Many books that he's written. He and his co-author, Adrian Gostick, the Daily Carrot Principle, A Carrot a Day, The Invisible Employee, All In, still my favorite, and then the new one, give it to us again, Chester, because obviously it's a really good book for us, because I can tell the really good ones, my friends come to my office and they wander around in where all my books are, Chester, and they somehow filch the really good ones. So your new one's come up missing. Tell us the title again.
It's called What Motivates Me, Put Your Passion to Work.
There it is. So available wherever books are sold. Also, theCultureWorks.com. All right, so we're talking about happiness. Is happiness and moodiness, being your mood, are those different? How connected are they?
Well, see, where I think this all coalesces, especially for small business owners, is, you know, there are jobs, right? And there are jobs that we get, and it's for the paycheck. And then there are situations where we have kind of a career, and it progresses. But when you're really happy at work, and you're really engaged, right, and you have your passions at work, it's no longer a job or a career. It's a calling. And I think that's where it gets really, really good. And that's where people are happy all day. I mean, they throw their fists in the air. They're eager to go to work. I have to say a great story. So I was just yesterday in Charleston, South Carolina, for a leadership conference for AmeriCare. Now, they do elderly care, and it's a family-run business. It's in 5 Midwestern states. They go to small towns, so it's, you know, neighbors taking care of neighbors.
Right.
And they've created an amazing culture. But they're caregivers. You know, they're not employees. They're caregivers.
Right.
Talk about their work as a calling. Now, here's what happens when you're really happy and engaged at work. And their caregiver of the year gave the most heartfelt acceptance speech. Jim, you would have loved it. She said, you know, what I do is hard. There's no question. But because this is my calling, it's not a burden. It's a challenge. Think about the different mindset there.
And you know, having spent some time with people in that profession in the last dozen years with my parents, it's even more than a calling. It's a ministry. I mean,
It is.
And I tell you something. Let me just say this real quick. This is a little aside, Chester. There's a special place in heaven for people like that.
I agree with
people
you.
Who do that work, there's a special place in heaven for them.
You better believe it. My mom is 93 years old. We're going to go visit her for Mother's Day up in North Vancouver, BC. And when I go to see her, you know, the people that care for her, they're happy, they're engaged, she's safe.
They make her happy.
Absolutely.
What's that worth? So what if we could get our employees to feel that way about their jobs? What if we could find people who felt that it was a calling to deliver electrical supplies, right?
Or piping or
sausages, right? What if we could put together a culture where people decided that was their calling to do that?
Well, and we've all met people like that. You know, even the guy at the local 7-Eleven that's just happy all the time, or to your point, at the little bakery. People that just love their jobs. And so that's why they talk about happiness. You know, get happy people that love what they do, and you'll never work a day in your life. I mean, I love that saying, but I do love
that. My mother told me that when I was a teenager.
Sure. But I love the idea of when it's a calling. Yeah, it's not that it makes it easy. You know, it work is hard, and particularly when you're dealing with the elderly. But the point is she said, but it's a challenge, not a burden. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when you can really understand where you are in that hierarchy. Is if you think your job is a burden, if it weighs you down, if it causes you stress. Because one of the things that was in the happiness study was people that are unhappy at work are more likely to get sick. They're more likely to be absent. And stress actually causes them to be less mentally and physically healthy. So do yourself a favor in a lot of ways. You know, find a job where you can be happy, that brings you happiness.
And I'm going to say, I want to stick something else in here, though, Chester. If you have unhappy people, as you're the owner, you're the leader, you're the founder, you're the CEO, if you have unhappy people, more than likely it's because of you or someone who works for you. It's probably not. It's a good chance it's not because of them.
Well, and here's the point on leadership, Jim, is that it's your job as a leader to change that dynamic.
That's right.
Whether it's move that unhappy employee, because what I find is, the team knows.
Yeah.
And at first, they'll blame that toxic coworker. But then very quickly, if it's not remedied, they go from blaming the coworker to blaming you, because you have the power to change that. And if you don't, now it's your fault.
I learned that in the military. I found out years ago, decades ago, that if I wanted to know what kind of commander a unit had, all I had to do was talk to one of the privates.
Sure.
It worked almost every time like that. Hey, Chester, tell us a little bit about the Culture Works.
Well, the Culture Works, we do a lot of training. We do a lot of consulting on how to create that engaged workplace, whether it's around the culture or getting the right motivators.
Guaranteed to make people happy, right?
Guaranteed, 100% guaranteed. And, you know, it's really fun. We've got a really fun one-week package that we sell now called Be a Better Manager by Friday. And it has to do with taking our assessments as a leader and so on. Take a look at the website. It doesn't cost a lot.
That's the Culture Works. People,
theCultureWorks.com. But you know what, Jim? One thing you take away, happiness is a choice. Choose to be happy.
Well said. Hey, thanks for being here, Chester. Good job. Come back soon. Chester
Norton,
ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.